So this gospel comes from John chapter 17, which follows right after the Last Supper discourse. That night, just before the Passion, just before Jesus is arrested and goes to the cross and dies and then rises on Easter Sunday. And so this passage from John 17, we have a prayer where Jesus, the Son, is talking to God the Father. And so if we ever want to know when we hear that Jesus goes to the Father and he prays, we have that all the time in the Gospels, that Jesus goes to pray to the Father. We may be wondering, what would that look like? What does Jesus pray about? And that might help us with our own prayer. Chapter 17 of John's Gospel tells us the conversation between the Son and the Father. And in that whole chapter, we have a part of it today, but three times in that chapter, he prays that we become one, just like he and the Father are one, right? We know about the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, but one God. And that's what Jesus wants for all of us, that we become one. No division, no separation, no disharmony. We want everything to be equal and good and one. This is what Jesus is asking for. And today he's talking about that he has consecrated us in the truth and that he wants us to be able to withstand the evil one. He doesn't want to take us away from the world. He wants us to be in the world, but even though we're in the world, he wants us to be protected from the evil one, from the devil. And that's what St. Paul said in the first reading. Be careful, because people will come to you and they will preach to things to you that they would tell you are true, but they're not. So we have to be careful the things that we listen to, the lies that we believe that cause disunity, that cause separation. So Jesus is warning us about that. He said, I'm telling you all of this so that your joy might be complete. It's a very powerful statement that what Jesus is teaching us is so that we can have joy. So maybe we ask ourselves, do we believe that? Do I believe that the teachings of Jesus, that the teachings of the church bring me joy? Or do I fight against them because I want to make my own way? I think I know better, that I can make myself happy. Or do I let Jesus, his words, be true for me? Because we all want to be happy. Everyone is made for happiness. Everyone's made to experience joy. And there's so many opportunities, so many different choices in life. And Jesus is teaching us today, if we stay with him, if we stay focused on him, and not be tempted by the evil one, then we will truly be happy. We will truly have joy. And it really is a battle that we have to fight. And he says, I've consecrated them in the truth. I consecrate them in my word. To be consecrated. Like, we know that word, right? Because we come to Mass and we talk about the consecration of the Holy Eucharist. That the bread and wine, after consecration, become the body and blood of Jesus. To be consecrated means to be made holy, to be set apart, to be used only for holy purposes. Jesus says that that has happened to each one of us. And it happened to you at your baptism. That just like we set apart the bread and the wine for the holy purpose for the Eucharist, that God set you apart at your baptism to be used for a holy purpose. You've been consecrated, not in the same way, but the same idea. And this is who we are. This is the truth, that we've been set apart so that we can be a light to the world, that we can live in the truth, and that our harmony, our unity is a sign to the world that Jesus loves us, that he calls us to himself and he makes us one family. And he calls us in the scriptures to live in that truth, to truly be one with him. And so what can we do? What is our response? I'll give four things. You have to pray every day. Respond to God's love by spending time with him every day. In the morning when you wake up, good morning, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for this day. Help me to live this day for you. When you go to bed at night, Jesus, thank you for this day. I'm sorry for my sins. Help me to do better tomorrow. At least 2 moments every day to pray, to be in conversation with God, just like Jesus. So the first is praying every day. You have to go to Mass on Sunday. Wednesday Mass is nice and it's good, but you must go to Mass every Sunday. So make sure you tell your parents that you have to go to Mass every Sunday. It's what God expects from you. It's a sin not to go to Mass. So let your parents know. Because we come to Mass because this is where we hear the truth and we receive the bread of life that we need so that we can live with Jesus. We must come. We need to come. Just like we need to eat food every day, we need to sleep every night, we need to come to Mass. It's necessary for us. So we pray every day, we go to Mass every Sunday. We go to confession on a regular basis. Maybe once every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks, we go to confession so that the grace of God is alive in us at all times and we never carry any sin with us. So prayer, Mass, confession, and then community. Strong, faithful friends. So when we think about the friends that we make and the friend that we are, that's what St. Paul was warning them. Be careful of the people around you because they will distract you from the truth and lead you to do bad things. So make sure that you are a good friend, that you do good things for each other, and that you pick good friends to be with. Because it's easy to be distracted. So prayer, Mass, confession, and community. These are the four things that we can do to say yes to Jesus' invitation to be one with him. Because these are the things that will truly make us happy. These are the things that will let God's joy live within us. So pray and ask for that grace to be faithful to those four things: prayer, Mass, confession, and community.